This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
When we started the show at 9 o'clock, I spoke about the fact that, you know, many of us are categorized as the sandwich generation. So when actuaries are plotting kind of futures, we are the people known as the sandwich generation, mainly people late 30s, 40s, going into their 50s. And why we are sandwich is because on the one side, we are taking care of our parents. We love it. And on the other side, we are raising our children. We need help with that. But we are sandwich slap bam between the two generations. And you need help, financial help, but also just support, because perhaps an elderly parent needs extra care, and perhaps your kids running around with all their activities, they need a lot of your time. And so what is the option? Many people are now looking to retirement villages. And as I said, retirement villages are not the conventional idea of an old age home. No, these are estates, property estates, where people above the age of 60, I think it is, it could even be 55 and above, scale down. So they buy smaller properties that would then require more affordable levies, rates and taxes, and they live in this very safe, secure community amongst their peers. On this estate will be state-of-the-art healthcare facilities, so a nurse on call, sometimes a doctor as well on call, high security, and there'll be a gym, there'll be a bridge club, there'll be a tennis club, there'll be all these facilities to keep them active and secure. And is that an option? Now, the reason I'm raising this is that for many Black African families, conversations around sending grandparents to retirement villages never happens. You know, there is an understanding that it is the responsibility of younger family members to care for a grandparent inside the family home until their passing, because the idea of sending them somewhere else just goes against the grain and speaks to abandonment issues and an absconsion of responsibilities. And yet there aren't enough hours in the day. There isn't enough energy that one or two members of the family, there aren't probably even people within the family who have the aptitude and the ability to look after a grandparent in that way. And so Viwe Dweba joins us. She's a clinical psychologist at the Psychology Couch, who's going to talk about culture in this sense. And we're hoping to get a property developer to talk to us about what retirement villages are, because they're not care homes or places for palliative care. They are an estate in the way in which you live in an estate, most probably, but a community of elderly people who have shared interests. Viwe, good day.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you can hear that I'm really labored as I'm explaining it, because one, I need us to get away from the idea of old age home, and two, to acknowledge that many urban Black Africans have the grandparents living in their home, the home in which they raise their children. Ikhaya lasekhaya, you know? And that's a big house that has many responsibilities, from maintenance, rates and taxes, and it's expensive on the grandparents to keep up, to maintain an upkeep of that house. So wouldn't it be better for people to scale down?
Look, I think that there are so many feelings around that. But if we just look at it from a practical perspective, it makes perfect sense to scale down. Because, you know, even the idea of rates and taxes and levies and all of those things, they are very expensive. Owning property is incredibly expensive these days. But there's also the upkeep of the property, right? Mm-hmm. There's needing to get a gardener. There's when things break in the house, all of that stuff. Yeah. So from a practical perspective, it absolutely makes sense to scale down. But of course, this is not just a practical decision, right? This decision comes with a lot of feelings. Mm-hmm. It also comes with a lot of expectations in terms of how we treat our parents. And for us, especially as Black Africans, we view our senior citizens as really gifts, right? So that the time we have with them is a gift. Mm. And that because we have been taken care of, we need to return that care to our parents and our grandparents. And so the idea of now putting your parents in you know, sort of a retirement village or a retirement home, it's all one thing in our minds, right? That it's some place where they may get ill-treated.
No.
So it feels like we're throwing them away.
But again, that might not be. We are talking retirement village. We're not talking old age home. And I think this is a very important distinction to make. Because even now, as you talk about caring for your parents, 80% of people are not living with their parents. They have hired a helper who is in the family home, ekhaya, or a cousin who's unemployed, staying, no gogo, endlin, yasekhaya. And you're still caring for your parents. You're still sending money home. You're still perhaps helping with the rates and taxes. So the question here is, does the family home, ekhaya, need to be a 3-4-bedroomed home with the bathroom, with the gardener, with this, with that, with all these amenities? Or could it be a smaller space in a safer, secured environment where ugogo can live?
Well, this is why I think that's the practical solution, right? It makes practical sense. But I think, again, like, how we feel about these things is different. If we just looked at the practicalities, that would absolutely be the case.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense, especially in these secure communities where there may be a doctor and a nurse on call who are always around. That is practically, objectively safer, right? But there are so many other things to take into consideration. The first being the removal of ugogo or mama from her house, from her home, away from her friends, away from her church if she goes to church, away from Istokfel. Because part of what happens as our mothers and our grandmothers get older is that they start to lose their friends, right? Friends start passing away. Members of their community start passing away. Mm. And so a great deal of loneliness starts setting in. And so now when we take them away from their homes, from their villages, from their communities, that loneliness increases because they're away from the people that have been a part of the fabric of their lives for so long. Mm. So while it's a practical decision, there's also a very emotional aspect. There's also very much the consideration for mental health. And this is why I think we find often that we try to make it work in the SKI. We get that cousin who's unemployed. We see if we can find a helper that's also live-in.
Mm.
And we hope and we pray that that helper treats our grandparents well.
So what you're speaking to here, and I think this is very important, Viwe, that sense of community that they've established, that they've been a part of, does it mean that there's an age where people just can't adapt to change? Because in a retirement village is another community that they're going to integrate into. And in fact, it's a community of like-minded people because most of them are around the same age. They are going to develop new hobbies, passions and interests, new friendships and a new sense of community. So now if your elderly mother or father says, oh, I've got a backache, you really don't know what they're talking about. But when they say it to their next door neighbor who's also 70, that one says, oh, do you know what? I drank this herbal remedy. This is what happened. Dr. So-and-so gave me this treatment. So there is something new and something familiar in this new environment.
Yes, definitely. And also being surrounded by your peers is absolutely important because there are experiences that you guys will share that won't necessarily be understood by your children or your nieces and nephews who are a lot younger than you. And so something new and beautiful can absolutely be found. I think it's also important to think about it personally as well.
Mm.
So when I think about it, I imagine, you know, if I've been living in a community for 40 plus years and I leave, will I be able to find in the new place what I had in my place, in my community where I was for 40 years? It doesn't necessarily mean that what you're going to is bad. It just means that it is going to be very new at the age of like 65 or 68 or 70. And that's really a time in your life where you want to be connected. And it doesn't mean that you can't find connection where you're going. But all familiar connection, connection that knew you back when, that knew you when you were 30 years old or 20 years old. And you guys have lived life together. You've lost your spouses together. Right. You've watched the church grow. You've raised each other's grandchildren. That is very different to this new thing that you will find.
Right.
So both can be beautiful, but they're not in fact the same.
Right. What's also not the same is an old age home, nursing home versus a retirement village. So let me just qualify the definitions of the two, and then you can tell me whether one is more palatable than the other. So a nursing home, or what's colloquially known as an old age home, is a place where people need daily medical assistance and care, right? So this is where your parent and loved one is exhibiting some kind of an illness, and at home it's difficult to care for them now. So they're not quite debilitated. It's not a hospice. They're not dying, but they just need a little bit more care. They're incontinent, and they need somebody who can really help, right?
Yeah.
And so this is where you find a nurse who comes in to administer medication several times a day. This is where maybe there's a physiotherapist who has to help with mobility issues if they're struggling to walk. This is where, if, you know, you mentioned mental health, if there's a degenerative condition, a Parkinson's or a dementia kicking in, where there's regular consultations with doctors providing for that care. This is where, if for whatever reasons your parent becomes incontinent, then they dress them, bath them. That's an old age home. A retirement village is your mother and father living the life that they live, driving their little car to church every day, dressed in their Sunday bests with the hat and the handbag and the gloves, carrying on, just not in the same big house in which they raised their children. Doing aerobics, doing swimming classes, you know, joining a walking club, a bird club, you know, getting involved, telling you their children to crowdfund for their cruise to the Portuguese islands, and they're going to go with that community of neighbors, and living in perhaps a two-bedroomed house with one bathroom, totally smaller house than the one they've been living in, but in a place that's completely secure, 24-hour security, high fences and electric fencing, that has a nurse and a doctor on duty. But if your parent is not sick, they don't ever have to go and see that nurse. That has a gym instructor, a yoga instructor, and introduces them to a new way of living in a very secure environment, but where they don't have to pay high levies, high municipal rates and taxes, high electricity bills and the like. Retirement village.
Yeah, so those are two very different places. And I think that this distinction that you're making for us is really important because, you know, I'm sure you know as well, like we often clump those two types of places together in our minds, that everything is a nursing home and everything is a place where you throw your parents away. And I think that this is partly because of all the horror stories we hear about things that can happen in some nursing homes, where there is abuse of elders. And it's honestly just such horrific stuff. And it makes me, you know, it gives me the shivers as I think about it.
Yeah.
So you hear these horror stories, and immediately the idea of putting your parents somewhere where someone else is taking care of them and where you don't have eyes on them, it may strike fear. It may really feel some type of way. But realistically speaking, when you're parent or your grandparent is in need of that much assistance, it's so important to have what they need around. you know, whether it's if you are able to afford having a live-in nurse at home, and they're living with you, or they're living in a smaller place, you know, close to you, and they have a living nurse there, or a wonderful little retirement home, or a nursing home if it's necessary. But I think that there are so many, you know, stereotypes and narratives around what it means to find a nursing home for your parents and your grandparents, along the lines of you are throwing them away there, you're tossing them there to rot.
And so now that we've made a distinction between the two, can we talk about the possibility, if there is, culturally, to consider retirement villages? This is where you say, you know, ugogo masithole, ugogo smelani, ugogo mutawung, they're all friends. They can, all their children can go and set them up in this place and they can continue their friendship somewhere safer, quieter, and that has all the amenities to make their quality of life better. Let's think about that in a short while.
Thought-provoking conversations with Lerato Mbele, 9 a.m. to midday.
All right, so today we're talking about retirement villages. And the reason I'm doing this is that, obviously, you would have noticed that on Power Talk in the last year since I've been here, we're just pushing the envelope a little bit, just a different perspective on life and living. And so, yes, this conversation is very much about middle-class and more affluent Blacks who can afford to buy a property in a retirement village, scaling down from the family home, but putting their parents somewhere more secure, beautiful, but creating and introducing them to a completely new community that is full of like-minded people to re-energize them and, you know, just new spaces. And I'm wondering if we are of that mindset, because Indian people are, white people are, yes, we're not all Black, white and Indian, but we're all South African. And if there are new ways of providing security and an improved quality of life for your parents, should we not consider it? We're in conversation with Viwe Dweba. And your answer is what?
Can you say that again? Sorry, you broke up.
I was saying if we are able to provide a different quality of life and a new quality of life in new spaces for our parents, would it be palatable?
I think it's absolutely important that we open our minds to it. I think so. There's so much about us thinking about how to take care of our families and take care of our parents is dictated to us. So because our parents took care of their parents, perhaps in their own house, or found like a live-in helper, or let that cousin who is not employed take care of mom and dad, that those sort of ways of taking care of parents have been passed down from generation to generation. And so to open our minds to a new possibility, I think, is really important. It's important, and I think you very importantly said, this is obviously something that is within the realm of possibility for people who have the financial means, have the privilege to be able to do so. But it's so hard for us to open our minds to new things when we think about what is left down from us, what is different from generation to generation. Yeah. I mean, it's the same sort of idea where
Viwe, your line is breaking, so let's just see if we can stabilize it before the end of our conversation by bringing Aubrey in from Roodepoort. Aubrey, good morning.
Morning, ma'am. You are correct in saying retirement villages are for affluent, more affluent people. But here is my grandmother passed on 2 years ago at 91 years, She was still, she was still up and about. She said to me, whatever happens, I never want to go to an old age home. And that is what we did, because the bottom line is, you see, when end of whether you go to a retirement village or what, at the end of the day, there's a discussion to be had around end of life issues. Where do you want to die? So in my previous life, I was a doctor, okay? So when we discussed the issue of end of life, if given the chance, you want to die with your family members around you, your children, everyone else. You don't want to die in another place somewhere where know the people in a hospital. I don't want to die in a hospital.
Yeah.
I want to die at home.
Yeah.
Because it's I want to be surrounded by love, you see.
But the truth is, in a retirement village, and I keep stressing this, old age home is one thing. Retirement village is the same as your loved one dying in the home, ekaya. And none of you would have been there anyway, for the most part, unless they were sick. You would have gotten the call from the helper to say, "Sekashonile ugogo." You wouldn't have been there. Yes, you would have been in the home she knows, but you wouldn't have been there. So what difference does it make if it's a new house, which is not ekaya?
Yeah, remember, in your retirement village, the assumption is that you are still mentally, you're still okay.
Yeah.
That's the assumption.
Yeah.
Once you put into the age issues, you no longer belong there. You belong elsewhere. Either to your home or to an old age home, which old age home are bad. I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
I'm here to see an old age home that functions properly.
Okay.
That place is for forgotten people.
Okay. But we're not talking about old age homes. We're talking about retirement villages. Viwe, good morning. Thanks, Ntate Aubrey. Viwe, final comment from you. Sorry, yes, we struggled with your line. So final comment, just in terms of quality of life and also giving your parents space, because you can very much say, you know, there's an age where they want to be with their children. But when they're living in your house, it's like a lodger. They've got a bedroom in your house and you've taken them out of the family home where they were in charge of that space. So really, it is also debilitating, your parent being in your house versus your parent being in her house.
There's an absolute difference between those two things. And again, like, I think just as a final thought, I think it's important for us to have these conversations so that we can open our minds to new ways of doing things, to allow ourselves the possibility of new ways of taking care of our parents in a way that actually empowers them, rather than, as you're saying, them being lodgers in our house. But for them to have their own lives, to be able to continue their lives as long as they possibly can, and not just to only rely on the sort of generational ways that have been passed down to us of how to take care of our parents.
Yes, because parents are also individuals. They've got communities, they've got friends. And I loved what you said earlier on. They're part of the church community, they're part of the local Stokvel, you know. And with medical advancements, many are living till above 80. Fully mobile, fully sighted, still walking, driving their cars, and still part of something. So to move them into your house is also to strip them of their autonomy and authority. To move them into a nursing home is to discard them. But to move them into a retirement village might be to empower them, bring them closer to where you are, and put them in a very safe space with like-minded people so that they can continue living and flourishing up until the body deteriorates and the universe decides otherwise. Viwe Dweba, thank you very much for your time. I think this is another conversation we're going to have a part two of.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.